The Belmont at the Big A Saturday Middle Pick 5 edition of the Notorious OTB on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Best Ball Mania is live with $15 million in prizes. Sign up with promo code SGPN to claim your special pick, plus first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN. And we're also brought to you by Royal Retros. Royal Retros has jerseys, t-shirts, hats, jackets, and sweatshirts from all the old school teams that you love. Use promo code SGPN for 10% off your order today. That's code SGPN at RoyalRetros.com. Welcome, everybody, to the Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And, folks, as always,
it's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream.
We used to read Blood Horse Magazine. I got my Cuban links on.
Yes, Cuban B.
I'm your host, Chase Sessoms, the Wolf of Oakland.
I'd rather be trapped than lazy. Don't care what they say, I'm gonna do what pays me.
Every year about this time, weaklings act like they lost their mind. Alphas reclaim the neighborhood, rob the sheep and all the wolves.
Yes. Welcome to the show. It's just me solo again. So you know what that means. I got me some musings. And I was at a loss to muse today. And I think the reason that I was at a loss to muse. Listen, I don't know what this week does to other horse players, but I always feel a little let down when it hits the week between the Derby and Preakness. Like, it's hard to let yourself down from the Derby week and then have not any big consequential racing coming up when you know you have it coming up the next swing. But seriously, I end up feeling like Ricky Bobby after he wins his first race. I don't know what to do with my hands. The worst part is I think it afflicts all of my friends too, and we collectively as a people don't know what to do with our hands. But you know what? Here are three suggestions. Three suggestions of things you can do with your hands with all this spare time. One, you masturbate. Always. Free entertainment. That's a plus. You can go kind of a lot. I mean, you got a week. Go nuts. Go crazy. You should be ejaculating a fine powder by the time Black Eyed Susan card goes to post next day, next Friday, if you try that one. You can engage your martial arts. Maybe beating off isn't your thing. So you can beat someone else instead. Just a thought. Just a thought I'm throwing out there. Learn gang signs. Okay, I was struggling, maybe. But learn gang signs. That's up there. They're all options. I hope everyone's looking forward to the show next week. Because you know what? His freakness is back. He makes his freaky return. I'm going to have Sarah Elbodway. Elbodwe. I've been saying her name wrong. Kind of a lot. And we're also going to have Sarge, Nick Hines. He's also going to make the show. So make sure you check it out for Preakness Week for Black Eyed Susan. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about Backwaduck Saturday. That's this Saturday, year of our Lord. Yeah, this Saturday, May 11th, year of our Lord, 2024. And they've got a middle pick four that we're going to talk. It includes three graded stakes races, and it starts race four, concludes race eight. Post time for the sequence, 2:06 Eastern, 1:06 God's time, 11:06 specific time. So what did I decide to do for this ticket? I'll tell you what, it looked tough. And I think it looked tough because I've been so focused in on Oaklawn, followed by Churchill Downs, that it just seemed tough because it feels foreign. I'm not in my New York grind by any means, but I'm getting there. And this is how I get there. Is by playing the races. So, post time for the sequence, 2:06 Eastern, 1:06 God time, 11:06 specific time. And it starts race four, 6 furlongs, $175,000, the Run Happy Stakes. But before we run happy, are you a hardcore baseball fan or just a degenerate sitting in an office looking for some afternoon action? Either way, you'll want to make sure to subscribe to the MLB Gambling Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so back to it. Let's talk race four, 6 furlongs, $175,000, run happy stakes, grade three on the dirt. Straight no chaser looks like the horse to beat. And I'm going to try to beat the horse. It's got plenty of knocks. The glaring one being that the horse hasn't raced in, about a year. I think that the horse is also going to have to overcome the team tactics of multiple entries from trainer David Jacobson. It makes Straight No Chaser a tough toss because I thought that there were only three competitive horses in this race, but I'm going to use the two other ones. And I'm going to start with the two Durante. Should be the other speed along with Straight No Chaser. Unlike Straight No Chaser, this one has a race in recent memory. It wasn't really impressive, but Durante has an excuse for the last three races in a row. One on the wrong surface or the wrong condition for the surface. He's coming off of a turf race and two straight tries on wet tracks. I think this one could finally get a dry track and pop on the dry surface. Then I'm also going to use the three Stage Left. Welcome to New York, Ramon Vasquez. I love seeing him get mounts outside of Arkansas and California. Always good to see Ramon out there doing his thing. This is the other half of the Jacobson entry that stands to benefit from a pace duel between Durante and Straight No Chaser. Another horse for David Jacobson that just might be in search of a dry track. And if you toss the speed figures from the last three races, you see a horse that was on the improve until it hit a string of wet tracks. So we're leaning in with just DJ David Jacobson. Say this, say go DJ. Moving on, race five. We're going to be two and three in the first leg. That's the two Durante and the three Stage Left. Now we're moving on. Race five, 6 furlongs, $35,000 optional claimer on the outer turf. And with also eligibles and main track only horses, this is a tough race to break down before the fact. The best way I think I can get through this leg is to throw a bunch of shit at the wall and see what sticks. And that's exactly what I did by going four deep. And I'm starting with the five, Can't Beat the Rock. This Cantheros baby has a little bit of turf in the pedigree with a turf-winning sibling being dropped for that mare. From a speed figure perspective, this one is fast enough to win. But that, of course, is on dirt. I'm taking the gamble that this one will take to the turf. I'm adding the five, Can't Beat the Rock, to the ticket. The next one I'm going to use, the 6, P Money. Now, this one could be the speed of speed and has some versatility in the running style. Only turf figure where the horse didn't encounter trouble is fast enough to win this race. And in that race, the horse ran a stalking trip and just couldn't get the job done. Might be better served to be on the engine and on the lead early in this race. Now, moving on, the next one, race 8, the next horse I'm using is the 8, Shadow King. Another first on turf that I think might have the chops to win through the weeds. Takes a little drop in class after running in 50K allowance races. And it's Linda Rice with Jose Lascano. It's kind of hard to pass that horse up, especially with those connects ones. Linda isn't tough first on the grass, but she certainly is tough second off of the claim and with horses just making the second start in her barn in general, like Shadow King is going to be doing. And then last but not least, we're using the 10, Power Attack. If P Money isn't the speed of speed, then you know that Power Attack is definitely going here. No frills front end speed horse, so you know what you're getting. And this one has some back class. Ran in the grade 3 futurity, also a backqueduct. If you're a dirty little pig boy, then you love this horse coming back off of the synthetic with the all-weather to dirt angle.
Little pig boy.
Can I get the definition?
Little pig boy. He's that pathetic, dirty bitch baby mistress gets to stand on.
So, stand all over me for this Turfway shipper, the 10 power, or sorry, Gulfstream shipper, the 10 power attack. That puts us four deep. The five can't beat the rock, six P money, eight Shadow King, and the 10 power attack in the second leg. Speaking of power, can I talk to you about our friends at Underdog Fantasy? No. Well, let me do it right now. The NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pickup game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. Make entries of all basketball or mix and match across your other favorite sports. You can win up to 100 times your money, and it's a ton of fun. Underdog is available in 30-plus states, including California, Texas, and even Canada. Listen, what am I going to play? An underdog coming up. I don't know anything about hockey. I don't know anything about basketball. So what I'm going to do? That's right. I'm going to be pessimistic. I'm going to play everything lower. New customers get a pick 'em special in the lobby when they sign up. Underdog will also be running a ton of different promos, bonus cash airdrop specials, giveaways, and more throughout the NBA playoffs. So make sure to follow at Underdog Picks on Twitter and keep an eye out. Underdog is available in 30 states, including California, Texas, and Canada. They also just launched Champions, their player versus player format in Florida. Sign up with promo code SGPN to claim your special plus first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN. And if you excuse me, I need to get a little hydration break in.
Gretch, hit me with the horns, man! Y'all ready? Let's go!
Oh, no.
Let's go! Y'all ready? Let's go! Let's go! Come on! Hey, bite you!
There we go. All right. Back to the card. And it's the feature of the day. I'm not sure why it's in this one, but this one is brought to you
courtesy of Peter Pan Busline.
That's right. We're talking the 9 furlong, $200,000 Peter Pan Stakes. It's a grade 3. On the dirt, and of course,
courtesy of Peter Pan Busline.
I think that a three-way pay stool develops early with Unique Insight, Lonesome Boy, and Antiquarian. That leaves me on off-pace horses again, and I think that I can use three specific horses to get myself through this leg of the pick five. So, we're going to start off with the one, Protective. It's a Rapoli horse that ran a tough race last out, chasing Resilience in the Wood Memorial, plus put up a massive speed figure last out. But read into that what you will, considering how Resilience ran in the Kentucky Derby. A lot of people thought that the Briz figure for Resilience was Fugazi. So is this a Fugazi figure too? Maybe. But the run style fits the pace setup, fits the pace setup, especially if three horses go as I anticipated. And then I'm also going to use the three, the Wine Steward. A name that horse racing fans have kept an eye on recently with the run-up to the Kentucky Derby. The Wine Steward was a name that had a little bit of steam behind it, but never quite broke through. Gets a good chance at a graded stakes win today with an off-trip, off-pace trip in this race. So, this leg, the Peter Pan, we went three deep. The one, Protective, and the three, Wine Steward. Now, on to the penultimate leg. This is almost like the summer kickoff of turf racing, it seems like. It used to usually is at Belmont. They've got it at Aqueduct this time. Backqueduct, Belmont face with an Aqueduct booty. It's 11 furlongs, $400,000, Man of War Stakes, a grade 2 on the turf. And if you remember, I stopped trying to beat Charles Appleby in these races about a year ago. And I'm going to, once again, roll over, display my soft underbelly, and proclaim Chaz Appleby my daddy in American Turf Stakes. Seriously, this isn't even going to be a long handicap because you know what? Charles Appleby has two Godolphin horses in, both of them just monsters, the 8 Silver Knight and the 9 Nations Pride. There's a lot I could say, and I'm going to opt to not say it. Charles Appleby will win this race with one of the two at Backqueduct, which is a Naira track. And oh, by the way, You can bet the second jewel of the Triple Crown with Naira Bet. Sign up today for a $200 deposit bonus with promo code SGPN200. Join now to claim your $200 deposit bonus just in time for the Preakness at NairaBets.com/SGPN200. Get ready for nonstop action with Naira Bet's evening promotions. Bet $50 each on Belmont at the Big A and any track with the first post at 6 p.m. Eastern on Friday for a $10 bonus win or lose. Do you need more? Well, you can earn a $15 bonus win or lose when you bet at least $75 each on Belmont at the Big A and Monmouth Park. Visit NairaBets.com to opt in. And that's not all. Score big with a 20% bonus on your ticket winnings by hitting an exacta on any or all races at Belmont at the Big A on Sunday. Let's not forget about why we're all here, our competitive juices. And you can feed your competitive edge with live money handicapping contests nearly every week. Enter the Friday Feeder Contest to earn your entry into the next $300 contest, plus win cash prizes and seats into the next week's contest with Naira Bet Saturday Contest. Registration closes before the Belmont at the Big A third race post time on the day of each contest. Visit Naira.com/contest to learn more. And if you excuse me, once again, have to get another rehydration break in.
If you like pina colada,
on the dunes of the Cape. Just underrated as a singer, I think. All right, we are on to the final leg. The leg for enough money, where we have the generational wealth, where we can talk to the help like this.
Hey, come on, don't rub on that. You block that. You understand? That's alpaca. That's $25,000 alpaca. You block that shit. Right. You don't rub on. Put the club soda on there.
That's right. The club soda on my alpaca money. Maybe we can be so bougie that we can talk to other people like this.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around. With your broke ass.
Maybe we'll be so eccentric that we'll even make our own mixtape completely bankrolled by ourselves.
Yo, I just bought a dinosaur like Nicolas Cage. Hey, what happened? Hey, what's going on?
It's race 8, 6 furlongs. $75,000 New York bred maiden special weight on the dirt. And it's another race where I throw shit at the wall and see what sticks, basically. The good news is that I only found 3 horses that I considered to be worth playing. So here we go. 3 selections. The 3, Granadilla, Flash Early Speed, last out for Rick Dutrow. These races typically go in gate to wire fashion, so having a horse that should be out near the front is a good sign. And lands Grandia on the ticket. The 4, Mulkey. If Grandia isn't the speed of speed here, then Grandia should be out on the front with the rest of the field trying to track her down late. Mulkey should be out on the front trying to track her down late. A gun runner, baby. We found that those can't be ignored. And then last but not least, I'm going to use the 5, Spirit of Esther. I love this horse. For one, it's going to attempt to run from off the pace. And if it's learned how to do so or not, of course, is a different matter. But Martin throws the blinkers on this one, so I'm hoping for a more focused trip this out. So we were 3 deep in the final leg. The 3, Granadilla. The 4, Mulkey. And the 5, Spirit of Esther. Now, imagine, look at this. I didn't even have a single on this ticket, but still managed to get it in under 50.
I'm singing. I want a mango.
So let's we're gonna wrap up the ticket here. I'll tell you who I am mingling with. And that is going to be, for one, in a race four, the first leg is going to be 2-3. Race 5, I'm going 4 deep, 5-6, 8-10. Race 6, I'm 3 deep with 2 deep with 1-3. And race 4, I'm 2 deep with 8-9. And then last but not least, the last leg, 3 deep with a 3-4-5, a $48 ticket at the 50 cent base. That gets us in. It gets us out. No muss. No fuss. Simple $50 for a couple hours of entertainment. Can't beat it. Let's see. What do we got going on this week? Well, this is episode 2 for the week. We got one more episode left. And I'm proud to say I'm going to have a guest for this episode tomorrow. So won't quite be as speedy as the last two episodes have been. But it's going to be full of great content because we're going to have the Daily Racing Forum's own Alexa Zepp making her third appearance on the show. She's by far a friend of the show, so looking forward to it. That's going to do it for us here at the Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We will catch you next time.